Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
My, oh my, did we kick the hornet's nest with the topic of this week's podcast. The emails and the comments and some of the things you guys have been saying, though they've been overwhelmingly praiseworthy and thankful, have also been riddled with fear and you guys not listening very carefully about what exactly is going to be happening in the marketplace with regards to the iBuyers companies. So this is part four. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We're talking about basically marketing, and we're talking about specifically how to roll a program, an iBuyers program, out in your marketplace. If you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, if you've only listened to, if this is the first podcast in this series you've listened to, you must go back and listen to the past podcasts. They're on iTunes, they're on Stitcher, they're over at timandjulieharris.com. And the title of the show is Outsmart Instant Offers with Your Own Killer Instant Offers Program, or IO program. And today is, like I said, part four. So we're going to deep dive into the marketing things. We're going to basically give you guys the nuts and bolts of basically how to create your own program. I know you're paying attention. I'm not surprised that many of you are reacting out of fear, but I'm here to tell you that you don't need to react out of fear. You need to look at this as an opportunity, embrace it, get ahead of it. These guys are probably not active in your marketplace yet. There's three big instant offers programs, and there soon will be more. They're not active in your marketplace yet, but they will be, and when they are, they will be the very disruptive force that our industry hasn't seen. In my opinion, in the past 30 years, the biggest disruptions, aside from recessions, aside from mortgages, aside from virtually everything else, it's been very simple. The housing crash of 07, not necessarily in this order, Zillow started really selling leads in 07, and you'd have to go all the way back to the 1990s, and the biggest disruptive thing that happened then was the Internet. In my opinion, in Julie's opinion, and the opinion of many of the other people that we've gone to get information in preparation for these podcasts for all of you, this is the biggest thing to happen, the biggest disruptor in the industry, because this is going after the heart of the business, which is really the relationship with the seller. And again, many of you are reacting out of fear, and I don't want you to. I want you to realize, honestly, what a huge opportunity this is going to be for all of you if you listen and do exactly what we suggest that you do. Apply your own creative entrepreneurial angst and make all of our ideas better, and then roll it out to your marketplace. In some of your markets, these guys aren't going to be present in your market for maybe a year, maybe two. Others of you guys are competing with these guys now for your listings, and for many of you who are still in denial, thinking this is just going to be some washed-over, we-buy-ugly-houses type thing, and it won't be relevant, and only distressed properties or distressed owners will end up listing with these guys. Look, guys, that is straight out wrong. We gave you the statistics on what's happening in Arizona yesterday, and we're going to give you more facts today. So before we pick up where we left off yesterday, which is how to market your own instant offers or IO program, Julie, do you have anything you would like, anyone you'd like to acknowledge, shout-outs from Facebook, yes, anything like that?
Well, I want to tie this to the T-shirt shop, because this points at one of our very specific sayings, which is, it's too soon to tell. There's a great discussion going on Facebook between Tanya Woleb, Lynette Ray Jackson, who, by the way, sent us a fantastic video of herself in a T-shirt, and Amber Nicole Rogers. Here's a quick little snippet about it's too soon to tell. Tanya writes, I have a buyer client I've been working with who is signed and ready to go. We have viewed properties, written an offer, but it wasn't taken, and have a good working relationship. I went on vacation last month, and immediately I felt I lost her while I was gone. Gave her instructions for backup while I was out of town, texted her to check in while out of town. For some reason, I had the feeling she found the one house and was done with me. I don't know why, but I made up many scenarios in my head. So one of the things we talk about, Tim, in Premier Coaching a lot, is to not make up stories that aren't based on anything, because you might not be right. Tanya goes on to write, I don't know why, but I made up those scenarios in my head, and the only thing is I did not give up reaching out. A month later, I'm still calling, and guess who's been busy just like me, my client. She apologized, though no need, and we are ready to go again. Relentless. Don't give up. Don't make things up in your head. Let them say no before you do. Okay, so I think Tanya was really good with that, and Lynette Ray Jackson writes, that was one of those it's too soon to tell moments. Glad it all worked out. And Amber, of course, is agreeing there. So I love these little stories that highlight our Harris rules And one of the things that I haven't told you yet, Tim, is that we are in absolute final editing, and I think that the Harris Rules book will be done by Friday. So this is all tied together. You know, clients reporting from the field that the rules work, and, of course, the T-shirt shop to have you wear them and look in the mirror and remind yourselves daily. So the T-shirt shop's on the Facebook page. Back to you.
Is the book cover design done, or are they still working on that?
No, I'm on the things between the flaps, but we're very close.
Okay, good.
Yes,
I think
by Friday, though. I do think that we're very close.
So for you guys who are ever thinking about writing a book, and this isn't even going to be a big book, here's my one suggestion. Don't do it. It's way too much work. It takes way too much time to do it right. All of our other books we've done in the past, I'd say we've basically been focused on getting the content out there. We haven't really wasted time on the editing and the formatting and all the grammar errors we left in there. Who gives a rat's ass? You guys are basically, we wanted to get the content out there as fast as possible. But when you do it right and you go through the whole process working with a professional organization, a real publisher, it takes like freaking a year and a half to 2 years to get it done. So just, there's my word of advice for all you guys.
Oh, I agree.
So with regards, yes, members, make sure you go to harristshirts.com and buy your Harris, your famous Harris, or your favorite Harris rule. And they're all there for you to see. And you know what? I'll do this today. Even if you're not a member of Premier Coaching, I'm going to give you a discount code. Use the discount code Premier on the checkout. I don't know if it has to be in all caps or not. But when you're on the harristshirts.com website, choose your favorite T-shirt. We have mugs up there. We have hats up there now. And these are just the little things you guys hear us say on the podcast all the time, the ones that resonate with you. That, you know, we think are probably the 30 favorite sayings based on the feedback we get from all of you guys. So just go to harristshirts.com, and it's the T-shirt's free. You just have to pay for the shipping and handling. Use the discount code at checkout, Premier. And we pay $13, by the way. It's how much each of these T-shirts are costing us. These are high-quality T-shirts. These are really, you know, I'm a T-shirt junkie myself, and I don't want to talk about T-shirts, but you guys get the idea. These are not junk. These are things you want to wear. They're comfortable. Yeah. So anyway, there it is. So go to harristshirts.com, use the discount code Premier, and you only have to pay the shipping and handling and get your shirt for free. Same goes with your coffee mug or your hat as well. Okay? So listen, we're going to talk about these instant offers programs. And I had somebody that was arguing with me in an email. Well, they were arguing. I wasn't arguing. I was just telling them to listen to today's show where I was going to give them their answer. So why won't they were saying that this program, these programs are only going to appeal to the minority of the sellers. And they're absolutely 100% incorrect, wrong. A program like this, unlike the We Buy Ugly Houses type programs, they're not going to – the We Buy Ugly Houses type programs really do specifically, and they are designed to attract only distressed sellers or distressed houses. The very nature of the name, We Buy Ugly Houses, tells you the type of houses that they buy, right? Duh. Okay, so these programs, which are being mainlined, they're being streamlined, they're going to be rolled out by there's a story on Inman, Julie. Can you go there real quick? It's ERA is trying to compete with these programs already and has their own program in place. So just scan that. But you're going to see major brokerages like ERA, Inman reported on it today. You're going to see, I think, all kinds of different – every entity in real estate is going to come out with competing programs. And this is going to create an instant offers program will be an alternative to retailing their house through all of us. In other words, sellers are going to have an option. So if you are a seller and you are given the option to net the same amount of money or almost exactly the same amount of money, not have to deal with inspections, not have to deal with any of the hassles of retailing your house. Every time Julie and I have moved, we have never tried to sell the house with us in it. It's too much hassle. We'll go and buy our next one. And then we'll basically sell the old one, or actually what we usually do is keep it and rent it, which all of you guys should be doing as well. But that's a different call, isn't it? Different show. So that's the hassle factor of selling your house can be all avoided when you do an instant offers program. So this is the reason that the instant offers programs are going to appeal to literally every single seller in your marketplace because they can avoid the normal hassle of retailing a house. They get to sell the house without the hassle, and they net the same. That's a pretty killer value proposition. Wouldn't all of you agree? So where we go with this is these programs will appeal to 10 out of 10 sellers, appeal to them. They won't necessarily use these companies because at the end of the day, we're going to train you how to compete. We're going to train you how to basically offer what to the seller will seem like a more compelling offer, a more compelling value proposition. That's what our coaching program is all about. So with that, when you're competing against an instant offers program, the sellers are going to want to still do business with you. But trust me when I tell you, every single seller in your marketplace will soon know about these programs if they're offering, you know, these guys are not in every marketplace yet, but they soon will be. And when they are, you're going to have to compete against it. So you're going to need to have the tools to know how to compete against it. And if you're not, you will not get the listing. But what really I have fear for all of you is you won't even get the call out. Now, here's what's happening. I mentioned this yesterday, and I had somebody else again argue with me, but here's a simple fact. One of the instant offers companies, and I believe it's OfferPad, has been purchasing in the two major markets in Arizona around 100 houses per month. Those of you guys who are in the marketplace, research this yourself. Go to your MLS, ask your escrow title company to research for you. They'll tell you what I'm telling you. One of the three active companies in that marketplace have been purchasing an average of 100 homes per month. These guys are not purchasing these to make these into rentals. They're purchasing these properties with the intent of putting them back for sale. And here is exactly what they're probably going to do. I don't know for sure, but this is what I'll suggest they're going to do. This is what I'm told they're going to do. They're going to list. They're going to buy the properties. They're going to start putting the houses back for sale. Because they own so many houses in these particular markets in Arizona, they're going to buy the time, let's say this time next year, how many houses will all three of these companies have purchased? 2,000, 3,000, maybe more, maybe less? I don't know. The answer is thousands. They're going to own thousands of homes. Are they going to put them all for sale at the same time? Of course they're not. But are they going to put them on for sale in such a way that they control the market or control the markets at, you know, where they have a high concentration of these houses for sale? Of course they are. They're going to have signs in yards. They're going to be putting these houses for sale. They're going to be getting all the buyer leads. These guys are getting so many buyer leads right now, they literally don't know what to do with them. I know that for a fact. They're getting some, duh, right? They have enough listings. They're getting more buyer calls, more buyer emails, and they literally can't handle these buyer leads. The buyer guys, when you have a listing, a single listing, you'll get so many buyer calls, you have to beat the buyers off with a stick. Getting buyer leads is easy. Become a listing agent. These guys know that. Are you following me with all this? So here's what we predict. We've not been told, but this is what we predict is going to happen. Because they're going to control so much of the listing inventory, they will not have to automatically pay a co-op. You guys are saying, again, emails, nasty comments saying they're never going to make any money. These guys will go out of business. They're purchasing these houses off retail. They're giving the sellers 12% less than what the house is worth retail, which is roughly the same amount that you guys would net for the seller if you put the house for sale for them. After commissions, closing costs, and everything, the amount of money you end up basically giving to the seller is approximately 12% less. So the instant offers companies are offering the seller the same amount of money that would normally be happening if they were to retail the house. It is a very compelling value proposition for the seller. I'm sure all of you will agree. But in our opinion, what these guys are doing is they're, and you guys are saying, Tim, how the hell can these guys be making any money when they put these back for sale? If the market even adjusts slightly and the market depreciates just slightly, these guys are going to lose their butts. Here's how they're going to make the money. They're not going to pay a buyer's agent commission. They're not going to put these in the MLS. This is my opinion. Now, will it happen right away like this? No. But once they have dominant market positions in the markets, why would they put these in the MLS? Why would they just automatically pay a buyer's agent commission? Oh, no, don't get me wrong. They will pay a buyer's agent commission, but you're going to have to pay the buyer's agent commission on top, or your buyer will have to pay the buyer agent commission on top of whatever the purchase price is. I'll give you guys a for example. When the REOs were being sold off, Julie and I bought some houses directly from auctions.com. And when you went to auctions.com, it was a virtual auction. You put your price in, and then you got the house. If you got the house or the property, the condo, they then would call you and say, congratulations, you've won the auction. Your final price is your price plus 5%. What you agreed to pay plus 5%. So the broker was tacking on the commission. That's how these guys are going to work. So a buyer is going to be able to purchase a house in Scottsdale, Arizona for $400,000 going directly to one of the iBuyers companies. And if they have a buyer's agent that they basically insist on having part of the deal, the iBuyer company, in our opinion, is going to say perfectly fine, but now your price is $412,000 if that's what the buyer's agent commissioned, if it was 3%. Do you guys understand? Now you're saying, Tim, they can't do this. They're going to put it in the MLS. They're going to be basically governed by the laws of our MLS. The MLS is going to put pressure on them, this, that, and the other. They're not going to put them in the MLS. They will put them on Zillow. They will obviously then have them on Trulia. So that's going to mean that they will be able to completely bypass the entitlement of a buyer's agent commission. We have been telling you for 2 years on this podcast that buyer's agency as it is going to be coming to an end or is under threat. And has anyone listened to us? I know the thousands of agents who have become Premier Coaching members learning how to become listing agents have listened to us. But has the rest of the industry listened to us yet? No. Why? Because what we're saying rocks the paradigm. Look, I don't mind being early because in telling you guys this, because you are the heart and soul of our business, individual agents, and we must tell you guys the truth, even if it ends up basically in us catching some, you know, flack as a result, because we want you to be prepared. I don't want you to a year from now saying, I wish I would have listened to Tim and Julie. You must learn how to become a listing agent. You must learn how to basically learn the skills necessary to compete in where this market is evolving. So, marketing. Julie, before I get to marketing, you have any other comments or concerns or thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think that the agents that react that this isn't going to work, it can't happen, they'll be governed by the MLS, yada, 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 have not done the same research to know, like what you just said, based on the auction sites, that this has been going on for quite some time. The ERA article that's on Inman right now talks about their instant offer plan. It's not if it's going to happen, guys. It's happening. The question is, how are you going to deal with it? And, you know, it does remind me a little bit about other changes and agents waiting too long to do anything. But go ahead.
That's right. That's the bottom line. But, Julie, I mean, after the market crash, you know, agents were – how long did some of you guys hold on to belief that the market was going
to
bounce back? Some of you waited so long that you were out of the business.
Not in my market.
But Julie,
not in my price
range.
That's
right. But, Julie, look at the ERA deal. I don't know if you read the article on Inman. See, the ERA deal, it's trying to basically do an instant offers program combined with the current paradigm of a 5 or 6% commission rate. It's not going to work. The ERA deal, guys, is offering basically 87.6%, I believe, less than retail. Then they also deduct commissions of about 6 or 7%, I believe. So you guys, if you're competing against an instant offers program and these instant offers programs are buying the houses for 12%, and your broker or your in-house instant offers program is offering the seller 20% less, you're going to lose. That's not even competitive. So just it's a marketing gimmick more than anything. So that's an example of basically how these companies are going to get market share because we're not taking it seriously. We're just treating this as a marketing gimmick. We're not really seeing this as the quantum shift in the industry that it is. So listen, ERA, I appreciate you being first, but you need to also make sure you have a program that your agents can use to compete. If you want to talk about it, send me an email, tim@timandjulieharris.com. We're working with many other brokerages, many other, you know, companies trying to help them to position themselves to be part of this new market as these shifts really start to take hold in your individual marketplaces. So we left off yesterday, and we were talking about where to market your instant offers program. And as I said yesterday, I want all of you guys to have in your mindset, you need to start becoming instant offers Bob, if your name's Bob. You know, you need to become instant offers Tim and Julie. You need to basically associate the word instant offers with your name. I think personally that will become the new way of describing these programs as instant offers. ERA is calling their program something different. I personally think Zillow is going to control as this becomes more of a mainstream conversation. Now, here's a little inside information. I gave this to you guys yesterday. I will not give you any names. I will not tell you who told us this, but we are told by somebody who is absolutely 100% trustworthy that there is another entity that's getting into the instant offers business, and they've been seeded with $3 billion. Okay? Now, I was not told that directly. I was told that through somebody else, but somebody else that I trust. And he told us, Julie and I both, that there's another company that's coming into this space. He wouldn't tell us who. But they are – because he knew we'd tell all of you on our podcast, so he knew not to tell us.
We did ask, though.
But he said,
just note to self, we did ask. You'll find out
what
we do.
That,
believe me.
That's right, because you're right. That's how we, you know, we're directly connected to some, you know, the biggest guys in real estate. And when I get information, they know that we're probably, unless, you know, they make us sign something, say we're not going to tell you guys, we're always going to tell you. But we were told by somebody we trust who has no reason not to tell us the truth that there is another entity that's getting into the space that is $3 billion. Now, to put that in perspective, the dominant players that are buying up all the inventory in Arizona that are buying so rapidly that, in our opinion, within a year, they will be the most dominant brokerage, the three of these companies combined, those guys are operating on less than $1 billion, less than $750 million in capital. So there's somebody coming to the marketplace that has $3 billion that they're going to be investing in instant offers programs. I assume that they're going to go into the same marketplaces that these other companies are already operating, just because those other companies have already proved that the model will work in those marketplaces. I mean, I'm assuming these guys aren't going to try to go to some marketplace that has no idea what instant offers are, where the sellers haven't already been prepared for those types of programs. So how can you guys structure these programs? First of all, you can just do what Zillow is doing. Zillow is not purchasing the properties themselves. When you go to Zillow Instant Offers, you guys can Google it. You'll see that what Zillow is doing is they'll take all your information, and then what they're doing with the information is obviously they're trying to involve one of their premier agents, but then the other thing they're doing is they're taking those leads and they're then sharing that information, that seller's information, with three institutional investors. Same guys that are in your marketplace that are going to be buying houses. What Zillow is doing is just gathering the information from the seller, and then they're basically dispersing that information, I assume for some kind of fee, who knows, to these instant offers companies. That's how they're doing it. You could do the same thing. Brokers, you could do the same thing. Look, I know you would lose the listing because these instant offers companies would buy it. I know you wouldn't be part of the transaction. Maybe you can get a referral fee. Where my fear is, isn't that you don't have the money, you don't have the institutional capital behind you to purchase the properties. My fear is that if you don't offer a program, you won't even get an opportunity to talk with the seller. You won't even have a seat at the table if you don't offer a program like this. We talked a couple days ago. It would be similar to you guys not putting your houses on the internet. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, trust me when I tell you, the industry was like, we're not putting houses on the internet. We need to control the information. You know, what happens if people see the inside of people's houses? Burglars and stuff will case the houses. You guys have been in business long enough, you know, as long as we have, you guys know that these conversations happen. I mean, isn't that preposterous now to imagine having a house for sale, not putting the pictures on the internet? Those same mindsets are still at play when they're trying to basically discredit these instant offers companies by associating them with guys who've traditionally just gone after more wholesale properties like the We Buy Ugly Houses guys, which, by the way, that's a very successful business model as well. So the other thing you could do, and this is something, again, you'd have to have the capital behind you, is you can buy them yourself. Now, I gave you an example. ERA's deals are structured so that by the time the seller takes the discount, by the time the seller basically pays the commissions, ERA is basically going to have about 20% equity in the properties. In other words, the house is worth $100,000. The seller agrees to take, like, I think it was 87.6, Julie, whatever the Inman article says. Mm-hmm. And then you have to take the commission off. You add up all the discounts off retail. The house is basically being discounted approximately 20%. Guys, you can do the same thing. This is how the traditional guaranteed home sale program has worked, guys, forever. And you guys could do the same exact thing, and that 20% could act as your down payment. You can buy, using government-backed financing, up to 10 properties with 20% down. Did you hear what I just said? So for those of you who are saying, Tim, I don't own investment properties, I haven't been able to save the money, I just told you how to come up with the money for free, right? I've just told
spoke
you how
alert.
To create
spoke
your down
alert.
Payment.
Extra
yeah.
spoke.
And guess
remember,
what?
Where I was coaching them, it's that your wealth doesn't come from your individual onesies and twosie commissions. It's what you do with it. And this is a great wealth-building tool. The other thing, Tim, that I wanted to point out to these guys, we're talking about all these institutional investors gobbling up lots of inventory. As an individual practitioner, you don't have to do the same volume they do to win.
Nope.
Let's say that you figured out how to do two or three of these a year. If you figure out the math, that may be the equivalent, depending on your own personal average sale price, the wealth that you're building from this may be the equivalent of doing, say, 10 normal commission deals. Just think of it as another opportunity, another spoke in the wheel. I just want to kind of get through to them and translate this into agent on the street. Go ahead.
Well, let's make this practical. Guys, back in the 90s, In our little market in Columbus, well, it wasn't a little market, it was a big market in Columbus, Ohio, Julie and I were the first to start offering a guaranteed home sale program. We didn't think of the guaranteed home sale program. It had been around in different iterations. I believe all the way back to the 70s, Century 21 came out with the first guaranteed home sale program. But Julie and I started offering it when we first got into real estate. Now, we did it. We didn't have millions of dollars. We started out, and Julie and I were less than broke when we got into real estate, like many of you. Less than broke means we were in debt. Now, this is back when we got out of college and we had student loan debt. Now, as you guys may or may not know, we're in our mid-40s, let's call it. And so this is forever ago. But we offered a guaranteed home sale program, and here's the types of calls we got. We did get calls from people who are offering, who are either distressed themselves or distressed properties. That's true. That did happen. But we got a lot of people who wanted to sell retail homes but didn't want the hassle of putting the houses for sale. Then we showed them the math. We showed them the math of the guarantee, and it worked out exactly like the RA deal did, where we ended up having 20% equity. And most of these sellers ended up saying, no, I'll just put the house for sale. And the other caveat that we put into our deal is they had to be moving up to a house that we had for sale. So they had to be, you know, basically moving up to a house where we double in the commission on what they were purchasing. So we could actually end up rolling in all those commissions. And to this day, we own properties in Ohio that we bought through those programs. Are you following me in all of this? Tim and Julie, dirt broke, in their early 20s, right out of college, were purchasing properties using a very similar deal to Instant Offers, a.k.a. the Guaranteed Home Sale Program. We're not the first ones. I'm not claiming to have created it. There's lots of agents that we learned from back that were doing this, and they still are. You guys can do the exact same thing now. So those of you who want to build inventory, those of you who want to create passive income, those of you guys who want to, you know, be rich, by definition, rich is where your money works for you. You no longer have to work for your money. This is a great way to do it. And, you know, there's no other investment out there that gives you appreciation, houses appreciate usually, depreciation on your taxes, and cash flow. So you need to see these Instant Offers program for the huge opportunities they are. But I'm going to go back to the main point here. If you as a broker, and I know we have some of the largest brokers in the nation that are listening to us. I know because you guys email me or I run into you and you guys mention something you heard on the podcast, you know, which is always nice. But here's what I do know. I know if you're not offering a program like this and an Instant Offers company comes to your market and they do even okay marketing, they've already proven that the idea will work. How are your agents going to compete? And for the Keller Williams company, the 163,000 agents in Keller Williams, I'm speaking now to the owners of that company, the three or four of you that run that company. Why haven't you guys done the same exact thing? Century 21, Coldwell Banker, REMAX, all of you guys, you have access to capital. You have access to the public markets. Why aren't you doing something like this for your agents? Why aren't you making it so your agents could compete? Because you're not taking it seriously? Because you are just like they are, and you don't like the change. It makes you scared. It makes you nervous. Look, if you're going to be running one of these companies 10 years from now, you need to protect the agents. The agents are expecting you to tell the truth. The agents are expecting you to have their backs. The agents are expecting you to protect them. That's the reason that they're with you. If you can't honor that commitment that you've already made to them, then they don't – frankly, you don't need to be a broker anymore. Our industry needs people with backbone. So this is the next evolution. The marketplace has proven that it wants it. The sellers have proven that they want it. Now our industry needs to embrace it. Guys, these are your competitors. These are your 21st century competitors. You thought it was the brokerage down the way? Nope. You thought it was the big company that you've been competing with for 40 years? Nope. These are the companies that are your competitors. These guys are going to eat your lunch if you don't take this seriously. Look, if you want Julie and I to speak on this, if you wanted to get us on another podcast, have us speak at your event, if you want to debate this, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. In the meantime, guys, go back and listen to all four of these podcasts. I'm speaking to the individual agents. Realize what an opportunity this is as long as you get ahead of it. Like I said, Julie and I were the first ones in our marketplace that offered a guaranteed home sale program. Hey, guys, you think that had something to do with the fact that we sold over 100 houses our first year in the business? And, you know, typically between 100 and 200 every year thereafter because we were willing to do things other people weren't willing to do? Do you think that's where we originally got the idea, the seeded into our brains, that long-term ever-increasing success comes from doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level? Huh? Right? You guys, it's your turn. It's your time. Don't let this opportunity get by you. If you need us for anything, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.